Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
All right, and joining us now on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Hotline from San Antonio, he's a San Antonio Missions pitcher currently. Joe Beimel joins Ben and Woods this morning. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, listen, I can already tell if the pitching thing doesn't work out, radio could be in your future. That. What a set of pipes on you, my friend. Good Lord.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Now, we're good buddies with Cody Decker, and Cody was like, he was texting me when all of this was kind of coming to fruition, and he's like, dude, I've known about this for so long, and I couldn't tell anybody. For those that don't know your story, I'll lay a little bit out, then you kind of fill in the blanks. So you were a longtime big leaguer. I mean, you pitched in the big leagues at the highest level and had a really good career. And when it comes to an end, as it does for every single player, you were playing, what, indie ball and just decided, I don't want to do this anymore. Then what happened after that?
Well, I went home and I basically sat on my couch for about 3 months. Didn't know what I was going to do. And then I was like, well, I can't do this the rest of my life. So I was talking to a buddy of mine, Brent Dean, who was actually roommates with Cody at UCLA, and they're really good friends as well. And we decided to open up like a training facility for, you know, for players of any age after high school. So we have high school, college, pro guys, big league guys. Basically helping them become better players, better pitchers, throw harder if that's what they need to do, which pretty much everybody does, work on their pitches, all this stuff. So we started a facility in LA, and you know, did that for a couple of years. And then Cody, after he retired, he got a job with BYAA, a nonprofit in El Paso. And he wanted to bring us in there, to bring our program in, because when Cody was still playing, he trained with us in the off season. So he really liked what we were doing. He brought us into El Paso to start up there as well. And then when coronavirus hit, I was actually in El Paso for most of the time. And, you know, I was just doing our program that we put out for the kids, but then always experimenting, always tinkering with things, using myself kind of as the guinea pig before we did anything, you know, with the kids. And then all of a sudden it was working where I was throwing harder than I had at any point in my 30s. So,
what in the world?
You know, I got on the mound and I was facing some of our guys that were hitters and throwing like live at bats to them. And I think like the first week I was up to like 92 or 93. And then the following weeks, I just kept gaining velocity and I was up to 95, like 2 weeks in a row. And I kind of looked at my business partner and I was like, I gotta kind of try and play this year, don't I? Like if I don't, I'm just kind of sitting here wasting it. So that's when I kind of got the idea to play again, you know, and obviously I knew people weren't lining up at 40, you know, lining up to sign a 44-year-old, but I figured I'd give it a shot, and here we are.
What a story it is. And we had your manager on yesterday, Philip Wellman, and he said, you know, Joe's the only guy I feel comfortable having a beer with after the game. I said, yeah, you guys are, you know, closer in age. There are kids on that team, you know, that could use, you know, you got Philip there to kind of lead them as well. But the fact that you've done it at the highest level, the fact that you were successful at that level, have you found your role not only being, you know, a pitcher, but also a mentor, a teacher, a pitching coach, all of the above?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, since honestly, since I've been doing like a lot of the instructing and teaching guys, you know, younger guys for like 4 years now, that's kind of where my brain goes as soon as I watch somebody throw.
Yeah.
Like, I start evaluating them and kind of seeing how I could help them. And it's kind of a weird situation because, you know, I'm not a coach, so I'm not going to like step on a coach's toes and, you know, start grabbing all the guys and tell them they need to do this mechanically or stuff like that. So I might mention a few things here and there that I see and really try and help the guys out. But yeah, the guys here have been great so far. They ask a lot of questions. You know, they ask a lot of questions about being in the big leagues and all kinds of different things about life and stuff like that. And some of them are just having kids now. And I mean, some of the guys that are having kids now are my oldest son's age. So
it's crazy.
Know, it's one of those things where I'm super old, but, you know, I'm having so much fun and there's literally no pressure on me. I'm doing this obviously to get back to the big leagues. And, my stuff has been good since I've been here. I've been throwing pretty well. I've had a couple outings that, you know, weren't that great, but, you know, overall, my stuff's really good, and I feel like I have the ability to pitch in the big leagues again. And if that wasn't the case, I wouldn't be doing this.
It's incredible. We're talking to Joe Beimel, who is now pitching for the San Antonio Missions here in the Padres organization, 44 years old and out there slinging it. Now, I throw, you know, after a long, decorated adult league career, Joe, I'm throwing about 65 miles an hour. If I worked your program, you could get me up to what, like 72, 73? Because that would be, what was the jump for you? Like, I know you're like, oh, okay, you know, I'm starting to throw more. I'm doing the work. I'm putting in the work. Because it's harder than you threw when you were in the big leagues. That jump for you had to have been crazy. Like, you now have 95 in the back.
Yeah. You know, I threw a little harder when I was younger. So in my 20s, I would touch 95 once in a while. But, you know, I was never like a really hard throw. I was never, you know, average 95 plus or anything like that, even in my 20s. Then in my 30s, I think my top average for a season was like 89.8. So I'm averaging, I don't even know this year, I would say I'm probably averaging close to 91.5 or 92. And then, you know, I'm topping out at 94, 95. But, yeah, it was just kind of strange because I didn't expect it. You know what I mean? I was just like, what is happening right now? I would think that every day. Like, why is this even happening? Because it's not supposed to happen at 44 years old, you know? So it was a little mind-boggling for a while, and still I've got to kind of pinch myself and realize that I'm playing right now. It was when I retired, I was done. It was not like, oh, maybe I'll retire and try and come back someday or something like that. I was completely done. I had no desire to play anymore. I wasn't having fun, you know, that last year. So, and I wasn't sure if I was going to have fun when I came back. You know, that I wanted to do it, but I was just kind of like, well, you know, when I played the last time, it wasn't really fun for me. And then once I got going and got back into that routine, I fell into it pretty quickly. You know, it was something obviously I'd done for 20 years. So you fall back into your old routines pretty fast. And it's been a blast. Like I said, there's literally no pressure on myself. So whatever happens, happens. And I've just been going out there, enjoying it, having fun. You know, like Sunday I gave up a homer to a kid, two-run homer with a guy on base. And after the game, I was like, geez, you know, I gave up a home run, but that was really fun out there. You know, and in the past, that wouldn't have been the case.
Well, Joe, I love that you use the word fun because fun – You think about minor league baseball and the bus trips
right.
and the grind.
It's a grind.
You've been to the top. You've experienced life in the major leagues, and then now to come back at 44 years old and you're going through the minor league grind. I don't know that fun is always the word that a lot of people would pick, but a lot of those guys are 19, 20, 21 years old trying to get to the big leagues. I mean, you're having fun there. You're enjoying. Are you just getting back into it still? I mean, what's life like on the road? I mean, I know it's low-hanging fruit, but we talk about The Rookie, you know, the movie with Dennis Quaid, and it's a similar story. He's calling his kids, helping them with homework while the guys are just trying to grab a beer, call their girlfriends and stuff. What's life like on the road for you as a 44-year-old with these kids?
Well, it hasn't been that bad, honestly. Like, Monday we took a 10-hour bus ride from San Antonio to Amarillo, and I didn't mind it, you know. I think it's a little easier now the way the minor league system is set up because you get a day off once a week. You know, you use that as a travel day, and then the series are 6-game series.
That's right.
So it's pretty crazy playing the same team 6 times in a row. That's a little weird, you know. And you're facing the same guys like every single day. And then a pitcher, like a starting pitcher, will start twice against one team. So that's a little strange, but it's such a better setup now. And that's what I always say too, like the old guy, oh, you kids, you don't know how great you have it.
That's
like,
right. That's true.
When I was in AA 21 years ago, we didn't have any of this stuff. Like, you know, they'll complain about the spread or the food. and I'm like, are you guys kidding me? Like, when I played in AA, like, we were lucky if there was peanut butter and jelly before the games. Like, there was literally nothing. You had to, like, if you wanted food, you had to bring it. We got, like, $5 a day meal money.
So oh, my God. Yeah.
Spoiled. That was, like, nothing.
The spoiled kids. You know, we talk about it all the time. It's just crazy.
And then just the fact that you're getting one day off a week, like, that's insane to me. But it makes everything so much easier, and it makes it so much easier for these guys to play and perform at a high level every day. So
which is the goal?
I think they've got this part of it figured out. Yeah,
you know, and that's the goal, and that's the thing. When you read these stories, Joe, coming out of the minor leagues, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's you've got these investments, you know, they're investments, and you're they're all to help build the future. And a lot of them, and a lot of the conditions, you know, in certain organizations are terrible, and it just doesn't make any sense to treat, you know, people number one. But people that you've put money into, the way that some of these guys are treated, you're seeing stories every day about guys. You know, I'd sleep in. Cody talked about how he had to sleep in his car at one point. You know, and guys sleeping on the floors of conference rooms and hotels, and it's just insane right now. And the fact that you're down there, you know, helping those guys along, helping them get through it, but also having that goal to reach the big leagues. I mean, in your mind, you know, at 44, you got to be feeling like, okay, this, if I don't make it now, you're probably not going to do this again next year, are you?
Well, it depends. Like, if I get to the big leagues and have success, then I'll just keep going until they don't let me play. But, you know, I always laugh because when I was younger, I would say, you know what, I'm gonna pitch till I'm at least 50. And, you know, I watched Jamie Moyer pitch till he was like 49, and he was throwing like 78, 80 miles an hour.
I'm getting
like,
guys out.
I can do that. Like, yeah, exactly. I was like, I can definitely do that. So I'm going to play until I'm at least 50. And then, you know, I made it till I was 40, but I didn't tell anybody I was going to take 4 years off in between there and start a business and then come back. But, you know, I would tell my teammates this all the time. When you guys retire, I'm going to still be playing, and you're going to be calling me for tickets to come to games with your kids and all this stuff, just giving them crap. And now they are all retired, and I'm actually playing again. So wow. I make sure I text them and let them know. But, it's been a really crazy experience. And, you know, I'm just thankful for the opportunity that I have here. When I did sign, one of the things I said was, hey, like, I want to have an opportunity to get to the big leagues. And if you guys don't see that, then, you know, I don't want to waste your time. And, you know, I don't want to waste my time by just going and playing and just doing it for the heck of it. So, you know, every day I'm kind of getting a little better. My stuff's getting better. And, you know, I think right now, if I were to go into a big league game, I would be able to have success. And, you know, that was kind of the goal when I started doing this.
That is awesome, man. I'm so glad you're having fun doing this. That is the most important thing. A good lesson, I think, for all of us every single day is to remember, man, it's short. We all have a short time on this planet. Make sure you're having fun doing what you're doing. Joe Bimel, thanks so much for the time today, man. We are pulling for you. Would love to see you up here at Petco Park. We will be there. If you make it, man, we will be there to root you on, as will our Friar faithful here in San Diego. So best wishes to you, man.
All right. I appreciate it. And really, thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure. Fun. Now, I need him, though, Paulie. Thanks again. That's Joe Bimel joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, Paulie. What an incredible,
so awesome,
incredible interview. And I just need him to stay away from the microphone, though, because he's got those deep pipes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.